Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A. A little bit ahead of the game today. It's Friday morning, and I'm in a distribution centre in Milton Keynes. Done this one before. Picking up for a job for HPC, going up to Coventry, got a DHL in Coventry, which is the slowest DHL in the world. I've been in there three times now. Twice, it's been 2 hours to get out. Once an hour. And it's like, oh, really? You know, you're sitting in the driver's lounge for an hour waiting for someone to come and get your keys. Driver's lounge. Sounds exotic, doesn't it? There's a video coming on that one. I ain't done it yet, but... They take an hour to come down and get your keys. What are you? And I was in the office and I said, "Have you run, Brian?" He said, "Yeah, chances are he's probably on lunch or upstairs having a smoke." Well, that's good to know, isn't it? As I'm trying to get on with my day. But anyhow, so introduction today, what have we got? I had a cup of coffee with Neil at Neptune. Come on, put my shoulders back. I had a cup of coffee today with Neil at Neptune Couriers. He happened to be in the area, and he wasn't tipped till 7 o'clock at night. So we went for coffee in the morning. Before I got up, before we come down here, we was up the yard, up Tom's Caff. He bought me a cup of coffee, lovely fella. Really nice to meet him. Big news on the Neptune channel. Maybe not the greatest. I don't know. I'm sort of like, but if you haven't seen his channel, I'm going to do a link to the channel. Keep an eye on it. Stuff's happening. You might be able to help. I'm saying no more than that. Watch your channel, see what happens. There was something else in the intro, but I can't remember it. This week's fuel prices, I'm not sure. I think last week I was paying 113, 114. One firm was 115. This week should be round about the same. I will be able to tell you what I paid this week, last week, so at least you know, it's never a million miles away, short of some catastrophe happening somewhere in the world, which sends the price of oil through the roof. But yeah, so we should be around the 115 mark. Less than that, well, the 114 mark. Well, less than that, well done you. More than that, on the old trombone. They don't do that now. Kids don't do that. Have you noticed? We do that. They go, "What is that?" That's an old fun. They do this. Yeah, that's karate. Karate. Means empty hand has the strongest grip. Very zen. Right, question of the week. XLMHD, I've no, that's a droid's name. Says, what do you think about dropping minimum rates in 2025? There's forever been conversations about dropping rates on the CX, rates should be minimum rates. I have addressed it before. I may come back and do it again as another video. I don't think rates are dropping. They seem to be around about the same. Problem is everything else in life costs more money. Insurance doesn't get cheaper. Motors certainly don't get cheaper. Apparently now they're making less vans because Bedford Trucks or Bedford Vans in Luton is shut because it couldn't meet the emissions, which is basically, as we all know, is just poor people's tax under the guise of ecology. So there's after vans being produced. Well, it's only going to do one thing, isn't it? Supply and demand. Less supply, more the same demand, price goes up. That's simple economics. So... Yes, but I might end up bringing it. I've done a few revisits. Also, I might, the live bidding one got really good views, I've got to say. And I might do another one of those kind of October time to give you guys an idea of what rates on the CX are at different times of year. You know, because that's it in the summer. What's it like in the lead up to Christmas? What's it like in January when everything's shut? So, and also, I'm just blatantly out for subscribers. I'm up to, I think, 9,900. I've got 100 left to go. I'm racing down the Mall. I've done the marathon. I can see Buckhouse in front of me. I'm running down the Mall. Just got to get that last 100 in. Why? No reason other than myself. Pure vanity. That's all it is. Right, last week's mistakes. Chris says, to run a truck and not know that a laden roller brake test is required at every BMI is, as you say, largely erroneous. I didn't say largely erroneous. I said, did I say largely erroneous? Yes, he's right. I did say largely erroneous. I was going to try to point it as a mistake, but no, you're right. Yeah, I know. But that's why we do the channel. In fairness, I do the brake. I said to Mark, what are we doing about the brake test? He said, yeah, we're doing the brake test. Oh, okay, lovely. Oh, I thought that might happen. Phone's just done. There you go. That's more like it. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's why we do the channel. Because if anyone else like me thought that you were doing it or wasn't doing it, they go, oh, Christ, didn't know that. I haven't been doing them either. Better get on top of those. So yeah, you need a brake test every inspection now. He also says, right, to charge your own customers the same as quoting when the ASX, really? It's a scenario. You take a load from Luton, close to your depot, to Manchester, and you get there and you get a call from a direct customer in Milton Keynes asking to price a job out of Milton Keynes to wherever. Surely if you charge them the same price when quoting on the ASX, you would be better off getting a job out of Manchester, not spending £90 getting back from Milton Keynes for the same paying job in Milton Keynes. The ASX is probably a back road site and reflects this. Yeah, no, I wouldn't take it. If I was in Manchester and I got a phone call from Milton Keynes saying I need you to collect in like, you know, this afternoon, I'd say I can't, I'm in Manchester. I'd say I can collect it in the morning and then I'll get a job out of Manchester going back to, I don't know, Milton Keynes, Luton, Watford, and then in the morning go and collect it. But no, I certainly wouldn't drive the dead miles back from Manchester just to pick another job up, unless it paid silly money. Unless the jobs, which does happen sometimes, you go, well, I've made enough money on the job, then I can afford to drive back empty. But even then, I still hate it because it's just a waste. I'd rather take the dough. So no, I wouldn't take it. If they rang me and said, another customer said, I'm ever so sorry, I can't do that. I'm not in the area, but I can do it then. And I don't even like saying that because that's nailing your foot to the floor. What happens? Right, so the big video this week, what happens if the same job appears twice? Neil at Neptune Couriers, who I met this morning for a coffee, said, you said you're spot on, Pete. Pete the Truckers on now. I believe the same is down to the markup for each shipper. Now, it's to do with the fact that a job appeared twice. I put a higher bid on one. It was the same job. You can see it. They're both coming from Stowe. They're both going from Stowe Market to, I don't know, Leon. I don't know, where is it going to? Let's say Stowe Market to Watford. That job appears two postcodes, both exactly the same, both picking up at the same time. It's not just coincidentally there are two jobs coming out of Stowe Market, both of which are going from Watford on the same, you know, like next to each other. It's the same job. But I bid one cheaper than the other because they paid quicker. Yeah, because the other one had large pay rates. And the one with the bigger bid, the one with the more money, this is clear as mud, isn't it? The one with the more money bid, say I bid one £300 and the other £350, I won the one for £350. And I thought, well, who pays more money? It doesn't make any sense. And then I realised, just because I'm charging the shipper £350, one of them, the one I'd bid £300, might have put a bid in at £400, and the one I was paying £350 might have put a bid in £375. I'm happy with £25 on a job. So that's why I won it. But yeah, he said, I believe it's down to the markup from each shipper. Hong Kong Fu, he said, I've had jobs that include paperwork disclosing what the shipper charged, some huge profit. But I've done that. You've got to pick a job up and it says, you know, picking up from Barry's Couriers. And then they've got a figure on it. It'd be like £600. You think £600? I'm charging them £350. They're making £2.50 for two phone calls. But if they are, fair play to them. If you can get it, nice work if you can get it, or you can get it if you try. Lee Leachy says, Last week, I've done a job to Southend on Sea. Oh, by the way, I'm on a race against time now. I don't know if you can hear that. There's nine alone me in the back, so I've got to get this done before I'm loading, so I've got to get up to cough. Last week, I done a job to Southend on Sea, and the guy told me a few weeks ago he needed something brought back from Oxford. Said it cost him over £600. I asked him what van size. He said a Sprinter. Yeah, it is crazy, Doug. Right, I'm on the iPad here, so I've just got a... I've got a new computer. Right, okay. So I've just... This is good TV.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Is that the right one? No, that's the wrong one. I'm good with technology. So I haven't worked out how to print a worksheet, so I'm doing it on the iPad, which is great because it saves the planet. It's less paper. But it means, yeah. So anyway, Godzilla says, he says, as a rule, it was some time ago, I was involved, but the industry standard was 60%. So presumably, yeah, that's right. A £200 job, the shipper would see 120 while the guru received 80. That's the other way around. I thought it'd be, bearing in mind, we're doing all the work. But yeah, so I don't think you get 60% now. When we were quoting, I think it was more like 20. So you'd charge a customer 250, you move it on for 200, and you get 50 quid. The argument, as long as you get 50 quid on every job, but you do enough jobs, it was worth doing. And your overhead should be relatively low if you're subcontracting, but maybe it was too cheap. Who knows? He also goes on to say, he said, when there's three jobs listed, your reputation and your likelihood of getting a job is based on whom sent it last time. Times have changed, but I bet it's all the same way around. And Cook Racing UK says, I guess it, as well, it's no guarantee the customer will take the cheapest shipper either. So just because one shipper, again, the 350 guy might have quoted 450 and the 300 guy might have quoted 400, but they might have gone with 450 because they like the guy. Maybe if there's not much difference, but generally have better experience with a more expensive guy, to go with that. Also, I mean, my father-in-law used to work on this principle. My father-in-law used to do roofing. He was a good roofer. He was a flat roofing. And he was quite high up in a company, and people would tender for projects, big projects, you know, millions of pounds worth of work, like, you know. And what they would do is they would take four tenders in closed bids, and then they would give it to the best, not the cheapest, the one they liked the best. And do you know who was the best? The one who gave him the biggest brown paper envelope. Is it right? No. Welcome to the real world. So just because you put the cheapest bid in doesn't necessarily going to win it. So just be careful when it comes up twice. Bear all that in mind. Which takes us to trucks. Panic number three. Sleepercell says, I'm a class one trucker who's looking this as a possible avenue in the future. Want a 7.5-ton curtain sider to do with the CX with. Well, that's what I'm doing. I wouldn't recommend a 7.5-ton. I would recommend an 18-ton. That's what I'm in. That's what Tiffany is. Because you'll get the frustration of, I'm in a 7.5-ton. I'm 100 miles away from home. And there is a job coming out that needs picking up here to my house. And it's 3.5-ton. And I can't take it. If I was in a bigger vehicle, I could take it. And for the point of view of insurance, tax, parking, fuel and all that kind of stuff, I would recommend an 18-ton. But I know people do fly around in 7.5-tons, do a lot of jobs, multi-drop sometimes, and they're making good money. So good luck. If you go for it, sleep yourself, good luck. You know where you are if we need it. And Lee goes on, he says, oh, yeah, about tippers. I said this thing about tipper drivers driving like Formula One drivers. He said, you're so right about those tipper drivers. Why are they so aggressive? They think they own the road. Well, I've spoken to Nick about this. Nick the guru, my transport manager guy, and because he used to be a tipper driver. He's done this forever. He said, the thing is, he said, back in the day, He said, we paid a very low wage, and then we were paid by the amount of loads we did. He said, that's illegal now. They can't do that because obviously it encourages drivers to drive like nutters. So we would fly around trying to get as many in as possible. He said, but I think the mindset in the industry is still the same. He said, it's partly that. He said, it's partly that a lot of places you tip as a tipper driver, they could be like building sites. They shut at like 3-4 o'clock. They might shut at 4, but if you're not there by 3, they won't let you in because they want to be all done by 4. So you're racing to get there, to get the load off. And he said, the third reason I think it is you don't have to worry about the loads moving. He says, you know, we all have to strap. If you go around corners, you worry about it shifting. He says, unless it's metal or grain, he said, the new ones have actually been designed so they're less likely to shift. If it's just a lorry load of mud, I mean, basically, it's a box, isn't it? It's a box, an open-top box. Put a net over it, but the mud sits there. It doesn't move. It can't go nowhere. I guess. I don't know. I'm not a tipper driver. Remember, everything on the channel is wrong, or at least largely erroneous. So, but he says, oh, he reckons that's the reason why they fly around. It's kind of like from times past. So, which for miscellaneous this week, we got a couple on miscellaneous. Tim Chandler says, bro, you have to do with different colours for high visibility. Prisons, yellow. Train depots, orange. Yeah, always orange. London Underground, orange. Still trains. Plus glasses at some... Yeah, it's quite good. What? Guess what? That could be a game. Guess what kind of high-vis they're wearing? It's not much of a game. It's not like should jog, shouldn't jog. That's a good game. But it's a game. And Achmir says, oh, he says, we were on trucks. He said, VW Transporter, avoid them like the plague. Absolute money pits and dealers don't want to know. So, yes, that's it. I mean, I got it in quickly before the load finished. So, yeah, like I say, if you get the chance, check out Neil at Neptune Couriers, see what's going on there. And it was lovely to meet you for a coffee this morning, Neil. A time of just chilling, talking to a friend and taking care, but not worrying about taking the money.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.